felt good. I felt like I wanted to try and use my experience a little bit today and get off to a quick start. And I felt like I was able to do that. The crowd was a lot bigger than I thought I saw. I mean, I'd watched a little bit of the match before, just keeping an eye on the score. And it was an awesome surprise to go out there and hear so many Aussies. It was an incredible atmosphere and it was just a lot of fun out there today.
That was Ash Barty. I tell you what, the plot is thickening at the Australian Open. It just gets better and better. And all eyes tonight on Rod Laver Arena. Nick Kyrgios, Daniil Medvedev, going to be massive, and you can catch it all right here on SEN Live. This man will be running shotgun, as he is each and every time for the big ones. BP, Brett Phillips here for the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6. Good morning to you, Brett.
Morning, Sam.
Tell you what, you wouldn't want to be late for an Ash Barty match at the moment, would you? Just heard her there. This time, just 54 minutes. She doesn't like playing for more than an hour. And this time, Lucia Bronzetti, the double breadstick, 6-1, 6-1.
Yes. Well, she was, I don't know if she was overawed, but look, it was certainly a huge, huge occasion. The biggest court she's played on. I mean, she's played on the ITF Tour last year, actually jumped about 150 spots, but, playing in the back blocks of many countries, and you come out to Rod Laver Arena, and you go, wow, this is a big place, and there's nowhere to hide, and you're playing the world number one who's just giving you a workover. So, it was always going to be almost mission impossible. So, yeah, two down. Camilla Giorgi next, who plays very differently to the other Italians. We saw Trevisan play on centre court yesterday, who play with a bit more spin, whereas Camilla just belts the living daylights out of the ball. She hits flat and there's no subtlety. So it's just a great contrast of styles. Ash loves playing these sort of players who are just going to bash the ball at her and then she goes to work and throws all her tricks back and makes life pretty difficult. So, yeah, Camilla Giorgi is a great athlete. Her ranking has fluctuated everywhere. She hates doing media. I could tell you many stories about Camilla Giorgi. We're going to navigate that one. And Naomi Osaka's got to get past Amanda Anisimova. This is no absolute given. Very different to her opponent, Madison Brengel, last night. I mean, Anisimova and Osaka will really trade blows in their match. She's coached by Darren Cahill. She was a junior prodigy a couple of years ago. A little bit of personal tragedy, COVID, just set her back. But she's destined for stardom. She actually played Barty in the semis of the French Open when she won it a couple of years ago. So, yeah, we think we're still on track for Barty Osaka. But, as we get deeper, you've got to overcome better opponents.
Have you still got to watch your space? As you said, we've been forecasting forward to this Barty Osaka match for since before the tournament even started. Are you still going to watch your space on Osaka? Or have you seen enough for 6-love, 6-4 win against inferior opposition, as you said? Have you started to see enough from her, or do you still want to see her tested against a hardened opponent?
I like what I see, Josh. I mean, on the hard court, Melbourne Park, she's won twice here. You know, she's in a happy place when she's on a hard court. You know, it just suits her game so much. Look, first set, 20 minutes last night. Then, look, Brengel made life a little difficult because she's so unorthodox, and Naomi just lost her way for a tiny bit, but the reset last night was magnificent. The way she closed that out and went to work off the ground was devastating. So, no, I think Osaka's in a pretty sound place at the moment. This is where she's had success, and yeah, let's hope we get the matchup we desire.
And just coming back to Ash Barty, BP, I mean, she's dropped three, it's early days, but she's dropped three games in two matches. I mean, we're just brainstorming in here. Sounds crazy to say for someone like her as a world number one, but is this a renewed level or a new level of perhaps ruthlessness that we haven't seen before, particularly in the early matches?
I think it's just the continued evolution of Ash. She's another year older. She's got, you know, just a great coach in Craig, who she recognises all the time, Sam. You know, he's tactical now. He's his ability just to fine-tune all the areas. And that's what they do. They just, you know, you watch them practice. They just go to work, just trying to eliminate the errors. I mean, if anything, in the past, Ash would sort of maybe give you, you know, a little bit too much of an opening. You know, she'd miss a few slice backhands. She, you know, the first serve percentage, even though, and that wasn't, you know, hasn't been the absolute best in the first two rounds, but you sort of cover that up with all the other things she's got to go to. She's not totally reliant on one area, but I think certainly the objective has been to just eliminate the lapses. And I mean, that goes for every player, let's face it. But yeah, I think she's in control of her game more than any time I've seen before. And that's just, you know, another year on tour, and she's getting a little older and she's getting better at it.
Johnny Millman was no match for Zverev, as we expected, 6-4, 6-4, 6-love. He showed some good signs in the first set, but in the end, class prevailed.
Yeah, so I think it was sort of the way we thought it would play out. I mean, Millman gave everything, as he did. I mean, they actually had some long rallies last night. I think the first few games, it was a 28-shot rally, 22-shot rally. So Millman went toe-to-toe, but then it gets to a point in the rally where Sasha goes, okay, I can pull the trigger a little heavier here. And he just hits a heavier ball, and particularly his cross-court backhand, absolutely superb. And the thing with Zverev, too, I mean, this guy's 6'6". His ability to get to the net, and it's part of the modern... He just can't be a basher on the baseline anymore. These big guys take a bit of time to develop, you know, the right sound techniques to get forward, but, geez, closing volleys were absolutely superb last night. And, yeah, just could play a little bit bigger, and then he can go to the serve when he really needed it most. You know, he can just go through a period of getting some free points, release the shackles, and, yeah, just had a bit too much firepower in the end.
Just before we get on to tonight, BP, and she's going to be a big night down there. We're going to say that a bit over the next week and a half. But Alex Vukic, he was living a dream these last few days, wasn't he? Not just to get to the tournament, but winning his first round match. Unfortunately, that run came to an end yesterday in straight sets.
Yeah, I think I might have underestimated Radu Elbot. When you looked at it on paper, you thought, gee, this is absolutely winnable. But yeah, Elbot has actually been to a place where Vukic hasn't, and that's inside the top 100. And I think that it just showed up yesterday. Yeah, I mean, he's a really dogged competitor who relishes any opportunity to play Grand Slam tennis. It's a dream for him just to make a draw and, you know, to earn that sort of prize money that just makes life a little easier when you're travelling the world all year round. So, yeah, look, for Alex, nice step to win a Grand Slam match. Let's see how he goes now as we get into the grind of the tour to see if he can make some further inroads this year.
Have we seen a genuine, you know, a genuinely massive upset in the tournament thus far? It looks like results have pretty much gone to script, BP.
Yeah, not anything massive. I mean, there's some results that, you know, because the competition is so even on both sides, I don't even consider them sort of to be an upset. It's just the evenness. There was some couple of, you know, it's been a couple of great five setters. I mean, Seb Korda yesterday pulled out all stops. I mean, his story is fantastic. And Christopher Clary on our coverage last night, you know, took us further inside that, you know, Korda story. He's going to be an absolute star, bound for the top 10. But gee, he had to win tough in the fifth set. Karatsev, you know, has had a couple of big matches. Denis Shapovalov also, you know, pulled off a five setter yesterday. He's absolute box office. But the one, hey, the one is going beautifully. You just got to follow this guy. It's Carlos Alcaraz, this 18-year-old from Spain. I mean, his first five sets, he hardly dropped a game. And his physique is unbelievable. His level, his intensity, he embraces the whole media side of things. Boy, he is an absolute ripper. I think Chris has got a great write-up in the New York Times coming up tomorrow. He actually went and spent a couple of days inside the camp because they've been trying to hide him a little bit because of all the hype, but he sort of has embraced it. So another one that I wish we could have AUS in brackets next to.
Yeah, geez, I'll have to check that read out. Sounds good, BP. So tonight, all on SEN, of course, Nick Kyrgios, Daniil Medvedev, prime time, prime venue, Rod Laver Arena. We did touch on this yesterday. This was never any chance to get into John Cain or Kyrgios Court, was it?
No, not at all. No, this was booked. RLA, we knew it would be at night. Let's see how Nick backs up. It's a very different atmosphere, as we know. Medvedev is just, you know, he's ruthless. He doesn't give you much. So it'll come down to tonight whether Nick's prepared to just go the journey with Daniil. Daniil could play for 5 hours, 6 hours. He could just keep going and going and just blunt balls back, hit with enormous depth. He punches balls back at your toes. He just, you know, Demonor found out about that at the ATP Cup. But, you know, Nick could have just a real purple patch where he could be on fire tonight. But I just wonder whether he's going to be able to go with a guy like this for five sets. So that'll be the query.
In the first few games of tonight's match, when you're watching Kyrgios, what sort of things should we be watching for that will let us know whether he's, you know, in this game or engaged in the game and has a chance? What sort of things should we be looking for?
Tweener serve.
Yeah. It's funny. It's almost like, I've seen this in the past. When he comes into Rod Laver, it's almost like he looks around thinking, I've got to be on my best behaviour, you know, because I've got the president's box just looking over me and the champagne sippers. I haven't got the rowdy crowd out at John Cain Arena. So he tends to go into his shell a little bit more. So I don't know if we'll see that so much. So we might see a more steely focus You know, I just hope, particularly on the returns, because he could, you know, certainly take these to deep sets tonight and absolutely nail it on serve, but is he going to be able to really dig in on the returns? So that's what I'll be looking for early, because if he does that, then we've got a contest.
And before we see that, BP, before we let you go, we got the Demon up earlier this afternoon. Of course, Alex Demon, who, at least on paper anyway, has a really good chance to advance to the third round.
He is. Myshek, he actually played some good tennis at the ATP Cup. He got COVID and then he's recovered from that. Really good really good player from Poland. But no, look, Demon, that is absolutely winnable today. Madison Inglis, very winnable after beating Fernandez. So she could go to the third round for the first time. I think Stoza might be up against it against Pavlyuchenkova, and Chrissy O'Connell up against one of my favourites, little Diego Schwartzman, the Caleb Daniel of professional tennis. He is a star, this man. And that'll be a five-setter to start the day.
I was going to ask if he wears a helmet, but clearly he doesn't. Hey, BP, you started brightly, but I reckon you're just warming into this. Yeah. You're getting better and better as this tournament goes on. You're going deep into this one. Great to have you daily here on SEN Breakfast. And enjoy the day, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Indeed. Hopefully a few Aussie victories. Thanks, guys.